Concours EPRICOM 2013, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 6. Is diversity the secret key to America's economic renewal? What's fascinating about presidential elections, perhaps more than any other event, is the way that intelligent people can view the same set of facts and see totally different things. Not a day has passed since Barack Obama's re-election, and already the pundits are out in force. Some say Obama's diverse rainbow coalition marks a demographic transformation of America, where aging white men make up an increasingly smaller share of the electorate. Others say it's about wedge issues, like immigration, that appeal to key interest groups like Hispanics. Still others say it is about class warfare, between the haves, who built America, and the have-nots, who want their piece of the pie. These perspectives all share something in common. They view American politics as a war between competing factions, which is, of course, what our founders expected. Geeks can dust off their copies of the Federalist Papers No. 10 for a reminder. But there is a bigger underlying force at work, and that is the realization among an increasing number of Americans that diversity is not just good politics. It is, in fact, good economics. It seems that Obama's ability to tap into that emerging worldview, at least in a large part, helped build his electoral coalition last night. Scientific research supports this view of diversity as a strength. When we examine economic ecosystems, we find that growth can thrive with greater diversity. A few years ago, researchers Lu Hong and Scott Page of the University of Michigan published a study in the National Academy of Sciences that showed how teams of diverse people are more effective than teams of high-ability experts at solving problems. Now, imagine what happens when that phenomenon is applied not just in academic circles, but across entire cities, regions, and national economies in the real world. Greater diverse networks can solve greater, complex problems. So, does diversity, or perhaps, to be more specific, the leveraging of our diversity, provide a new roadmap for the American economy? Does it show us how to create new, innovative companies? Two icons of innovation, entrepreneur Brad Feld and academic Vivek Vuadar, recently published important books on this subject. Brad's Startup Communities describes how Boulder, Colorado, built a vibrant entrepreneurial ecosystem, and the critical lessons learned from that experience. Vivek's Immigrant Exodus argues that America's immigration policies are hurting our economic competitiveness because they discourage the skilled immigrants who are most critical for building innovative companies. According to Vivek Vadva, Silicon Valley is a model for the world. It is undoubtedly the most innovative region in the world, and more than half of its tech workers are foreign-born. The Valley demonstrates one thing: innovation thrives in diversity.